Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Soita L'Boyal Goy and Ger Shenisgayer. And we saw two different reasons why a woman who's married and has Bia during her marriage with a guy, if afterwards he converts, she is allowed to marry him. There's no Isser L'Boyal. We saw one reason, that she's already Usser. In other words, the Bia never did make them Usser. He's already Usser of Goy. And another reason is he's a Gershon, is Gaya, Kakotin, Shanoilan. He's a new person, but we saw that each reason doesn't work independently and they work together, and we asked why. How can we be Mitzarif these two reasons? And we spoke a little bit at length about this, and now we are going to present the Mahalach, again based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Rosh HaYeshiva, Reb Chaim Zatzal. There's a kasha that takes a siyamtif on the Mordechai, that the Mordechai was matir mishum taima tosis yamtif, tosis shanim. The Mordechai was matir alts kotn shenaylat. In other words, the guy who has beer with the Jewess and then he converts, he's a different person. And the kasha is, what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if a guy has beer with an Eishes Yisrael and he's Mizgayir, the Din Kekotin Shenoilad doesn't patter him from Misa. He still gets Misa. So we don't say Kotin Shenoilad, it's a different person. He's not Chayv Misa. He's Chayv Misa and he's Chayv Misa. Why in our case do we say that there's no Chiv, there's no Isser L'Boyal because he's a new person. Machpatli, it's a new person. That it's Kekotin Shenoilad, we see he still gets a Schi of Misa. She should also be Isser L'Boyal. You can't say it's not the same Boyal, just like you see by Chi of Misa, it's the same person. So that's the Kasha. But Yesh Lodim, we really have to understand how to apply this Gershon is Gayer idea. That it says in Yevamis and Af Samach and Beis Amud Aleph, Hayu loy bonim behayosay akum v'nizgayer. Let's say you have a guy and he has children as a guy, and then he converts to Judaism. Rabbi Yochanan says that he was mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Uvu because sof he has children. Rish Lakish says he wasn't Mekayim Pur Uvu. Why not? Because Ger Shenizgayer Kekot Shenoilad Dami. He's a new person. You can't say, hey, he's a Jewish guy who has children, because he's a new person. That guy who had children when he was a guy is a different person. That's one machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Another machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is if Kahigavna Yesh lo b'chol l'nachla. It says in the Gemara, Ve'ozdu l'ta'amayu, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are faithful to their shitas, because the Itmar. If a person had children when he was a guy and then he became a Jew, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein lo b'chol l'nachla. If he already had children before his gerus, when he was a guy, he had children. The first child that's born to him after his giyul is not considered a b'chor to get dubbed pishnayim. Because that's not the Bechor of the Torah. Because he already has a child. He already had his Reishis Oinai. And Reish Lakish says he has a Bechol and Nachala. His Gelshin is Gael Kuchad Shanoi Ladam. He's an Ayamensh. He's a new person. So therefore, he is a Bechol and Nachala. So it's the same Machlokas. Do we say Gershin is Gael Kuchad Shanoi Ladam? It's a completely new thing. Or do we hark back to his Gaisha days and we give him credit, Rabbi Yechon says, for having children, and now his child is a Jew? It's not a Bechol. And the Gemara makes it Tzrichusa. Steht in Gemara Vitzricha. Diashmina Bahi Kamaisa. If you would have just told us Lenin Peruvu, Bahi Kama Rabbi Yechonan, that he was Makayim Piri of Arivia, Mishum Demei Koranami Bene Piri of Arivia Nino. Because originally they also could be Makayim Piri of Arivia, Vayavarach Elokimis Noyach Vesbonov, Vayomir Len Peruvu. Avalin in Nachala. When it comes to Nachala, the love bnei nachala ninu bnei noach and bnei nachala, ema moidi leil reish lakish meiri Rabbi Yechonan agrees to reish lakish that it doesn't count the children he had as a guy. What's pshat meikara bnei piriyah v'reviyah? So we quote the pasuk that Noach was commanded to have children. And the zera of a goy is miyuchas to the goy. So they're not mekayim and mitzvah, but their zera is miyuchas achareihem, as Tosis points out. But l'inyan nachala, that they're not b'nei nachala, maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that gershin is gayir kekatan shenolad, Rashi mefaresh. That even though there is Yerusha by goyim, because a goy yarshins his father, nevertheless, they don't have a din nachala like we do. Because for them, a daughter is like a son, and a bechor is like a regular child. Kein ze b'teisvis. So, that's what it means, that maybe when it comes to nachala, since they're not b'nei nachala, they don't have this specific dinim of nachala, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the goyim he had as the children he had as a goy wouldn't count, and his first son as a Jew would count. So Kamash Mondanati argues there as well. Ve'ein sham b'teisus that even though the kamet dvorim we do say gershin is gayil kekotin shenoy la'adomi, but in this case Rabbi Yochanan holds that he had children as a goy; they're considered his children, they're miyuchas. So that's it. He's Mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Virivya, even after he becomes Jewish, and they're considered his children, even Lenachala. And therefore, the child he has when he becomes a Jew doesn't count as his Bechol. But Rabbi Yochanan agrees in principle to the concept of Gershin is Gayel Kotin Shenoila. Umevuar misugya zo. Chidush begin Gershin is Gair. But only the Gabi Dinim that aren't Noeg Begoy, he's Kekotin Shenoilat, like L'inyan Nachala. Since Lav B'nei Nachala She Yisrael Ninu Kekotin Shenoilat, but L'inyan Dinim Anoeg in Bobo Oida Goy, we don't say Kekotin Shenoilat, and therefore L'inyan Piri V'Rivya, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we don't say Kekotin Shenoilat, because Piri V'Rivya is Noeg Begoyim. Like we saw that the kids are miyuchas to them. They don't have a mitzvah, but their children count as their children halachically. So when it comes to this yisoid, that when it comes to dinim that are shayach b'bnei noach, we don't say kakot and shenoylad. We only say kakot and shenoylad when it comes to things that are unique for a Jew. So that's the tzrichus of the Gemara. But the kushta de milsa, the truth of the matter is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, gam le'inyan nachala lo yamrin en tekekot nishanay ladam, even though nachala they don't have dine Yisrael, dine goyim are different than dine Yisrael, they don't have, for them ben is kibas, bachor is kepashut. Nevertheless, we still don't say kekot nishanay lad. So it comes out that when we deal with Nachala, the Gemara concludes that even Rabbi Yochanan holds that when it comes to Nachala, even though it's not Noheg, the Goy, nevertheless, we don't say Katan Shenoylad. That's the Tzrichus of the Gemara. However, the Etzem Yisod is correct, even the Kushta de Milsa. That's what comes out from Tosfos. That Lekushta de Milsa, if it's Noyeg by a Goy, we don't say Kakot and Shenoylad. If it's not Noyeg by a Goy, we do say Kakot and Shenoylad. And Lemaisa, even when it comes to Nachala, so you can say that that's Noyeg by a Goy. Because Goy still have Nachala, they might not have our Dinim, but they still have Nachala. So therefore, when it comes to Nachala and Piri of Arivia, we're not going to say Kakot and Shenoylad, because these dinim are shaykh by a goy. But when it comes to dinim that are shaykh only to a Jew, then we say kakot and shenoylad. Kach mevor midivrei ha-Tosfos. V'yisod leze matzinu b'kama duchti. In a few places, anachem motzim et ha-yisod leze. A goy that borrows from a Jew, and then is mizgayer. And the Jew comes up to him and he says, yo, Reb Goy, your name used to be Christian, now it's Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim, welcome to our religion, you owe me $1,000. He says, no, I don't. Christian, I'm old, the guy I used to be, he owed you $1,000. But Alz Chaim, I don't owe you anything. So the Gemara says, it's not true. He does owe. We don't say, Kegershin in Goy Shalavim Yisrael, Kekotin Shenoylad Dami, if he's Mizgayer and he doesn't have to pay back the loan. He has to pay back the loan. Braisa Bebov Mitzio, Bedaf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We don't say Kakot and Shenoylad Domi. V'chein b'yevomis b'mem heyom and beiz ha'loikeach evet min ha'akum v'kodam v'tova l'shem ben choyrin kona atzmoy ben choyrin. If somebody takes an evet from a goy, buys an evet from a goy, and then the evet, we discussed this Gemara recently, the evet jumped in the mikvah first and was toivu l'shem ben choyrin, he acquires himself as a ben choyrin. Because his geirus is mafkia, removes the shibud. Kedin kedushas haguf, shemafkas, that's mafkia midei shibud. So we see that because of the din of ger shenis gayer, the shibud isn't pokea. The Sheba doesn't go away because of Gershon is Gaia. But rather, the reason he's freed from the Jew who bought him from his servitude is because the Gerus is Mafkia Midei Shibud Kedin Kedushas Haguf. That's mafkia midei shibud. But because of the din of gershin is gayer, the shibud doesn't go away. He's still meshubin al gershin is gayer. Just he's no more shibud, because he has the din of kedush saguf. Now he's a Jew. V'chein b'gemara Sanhedrin, goy shabal al eshes Yisrael, and then he's misgayer, he's chayev. And Tosfos writes that we don't say kakot and shenoylad to pater him from einshei beis din. And the Yisod is one, that since these dinim are noeg, even by a goy, it's not shaykh to have the din of gershin is gayer, kakotin shenoylad the domi. A goy isn't allowed to sleep with an eshes Yisrael. So therefore converting isn't going to help him. We don't say kakotin shenoylad the domi. A goy who takes a halva has to pay it back, just like a Jew does. So therefore, we're not going to say kakotin shenoylad dami. Just like when he's baal eishes Yisrael, he wasn't allowed to do it al tz goy. He's not allowed to do it al tz Jew. So you don't say Kekotn Shenoilad Dami. And the same thing with the Tefillah. I guess even Alz Goy is Toivel. He's Toivel Hashem Avdus. So therefore, it's not going to be Mafkia, the Shibud, when he's Toivel Hashem Yehadus. Mitzad that he's Kekotn Shenoilad. Rather for a different reason, because Kedush Saguf is Mafkas Midei Shibud. But the aside is that since these dinam are noig begoy, we don't say Geirshin is Gael Kotn Shenoilad. Only Kotn Shenoilad, dinam that aren't noig by Goyim. Lefize Yesh La'ayin. What's the reason we say Le'inyin Kulva when it comes to being related? A din of Geirshin is Gael. Kikotin shenoilad dami. Hare mitziusa shela kurva noyheges gambe odo goy. Why do we say when it comes to being related to somebody, you're not related anymore? If a brother and a sister are mizgayer, if an aunt and a nephew are mizgayer, so they're allowed to marry each other. Because kikotin shenoilad. Problem is that the mitzius of being related was also noy when they were goyim. And even those arayas which were aser al goyim are now mutter al tiyidin. But why would that be? What about our yisod? We said a yisod that when the same dinim apply. When the dinam apply both as a goy and as a Jew, we don't say kakot and shenoy la dami. So how come a brother and a sister who are goyim are not allowed to marry each other? But now, as if they convert, they are, because of kot and shenoy la. Doesn't help us kot and shenoy la, because this was noig also al goyim. Kot and shenoy la is only for things that are only noig by Jews. But kulva is noig even for goyim. So how do you explain that? That's a conundrum. So we can explain as follows, that the gedir of this klal, that legabe dinim shenoigam bo mikoidim, the dinim that you're knowing beforehand, we don't say kakotin shenoi ladami, is that even though we view him as a different person, kakotin shenoi ladami, nevertheless, the maisa that was done before the gerus exists even afterwards, and his mechayiv and his poel dinim, even afterwards. And therefore, le'inyin b'choyro. And perul ruvu, Rabbi Yechanan holds that we view him as if the birth of the children that preceded his geirus makes him after the geirus a baal banim, and therefore if a child is born after his geirus, he's not considered a bechor lenachala, and therefore the birth of children who were born when he was a goy patters him from pru revu for the same reason. Because a maisa that was done before geirus exists even after the geirus, and is mechayev and is poel dinim, and therefore his children are poel din that he's not chayev anymore in period of rivia. These are his period of rivia, and his new children won't be b'chol l'nachala, because his new b'chol won't be b'chol l'nachala. He already had children. So yes, he's kakotin shenoilad. He's a new person, but what happened before was Paul Dinim. And Reish Lakish holds that since he's not a Baal Nachala and a Baal Chiyuv Piri V'Rivia beforehand, the birth of the children is not Paul Dinim after his Geirus. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, he's a new person. But what happened before the geirus is poel dinim now. And also goy shebo al eishes Yisrael v'nizgayer. Yes, he's a new person. But what he did before is Poel Dinim now. The Maisa Avera B'Giyusoy is Mechayev him in Misa La'achar Shin is Gaya. It's Mechayev him death after he converts. And so similarly, with a Goy who borrows money from a Jew, the Maisa Halva B'Giyusoy is Mechayev him after the Gerus. There's no Toiras Maisa Bigiyuso that should cause Dinim afterwards. There's just a Mitzius of Kurva, of being related. And therefore, there we say that since Ger Shin is Gael, Kekotan Shin Noilad Domi, there are no longer Dine Kurva after his gerus. So that's the difference. Did he do a maisa before the gerus? If he did a maisa before the gerus, that maisa is poil dinim afterwards. But if he didn't do a maisa before the gerus, it's just a mitzius that existed before the gerus. That is not going to be poil dinim afterwards. So there's a mitzius that they're brother and sister. That's not poil dinim. That doesn't make new halachas and therefore he's mutter to her. That doesn't make halachas that now they're usher to each other on its brother sister. They're mutter because it was only a mitzius, not a maisa. So it emerges that this klal of kakot nishinayla adadami is effective with respect to dinim that are totally be mitzius. Even those dinim that he had when he was a goy. When he was a goy, he was asked to his sister. But now it's cut and shenai lad, he's mutter to his sister. Because self, now there's no more such mitzias. But the dinim that are totally b'maisa, there we say that the maisa that was done b'giyuso is poel dinim, even after he was mizgaya. And only by dinim that aren't shaykh at all in his giyus, we say that there's no maisa that's going to be poel afterwards. So if it's a mitzius, then we say gershin is gayir kekotin shin noilad, and it's ois mitzius. It's no longer a mitzius. Now they're no longer brother and sister. If he did a maisa before his gerus in an area of halacha that applies even after his gerus, so yes, gershin is gayer kekotin shin noilad, but sof, this maisa that he did before his gerus is poel dinim after his gerus, and therefore a loan he took before is going to apply afterwards. He was Chayv Mises Beis Din before because he slept with the nation of Israel. He's still going to be Chayv Mises Beis Din afterwards. These are dinim that he did a Maisa now, so that's Paul afterwards also, despite his Gerus. And when it comes to dinim that aren't Shaykh at all to his gius, in other words, his being a goy, now that he's a Jew, he has completely new dinim that have nothing to do with him when he was a goy. There we do say kakot nishanai ladami. There's no maisa that's poel afterwards because now is all the rules changed. So dinim atzliyim b'maisa, we say that the maisa that was done b'giuso is going to be poel dinim even after his giul. And only dinim that aren't shaykh at all in his giyus, there we say that what happened when he was a guy is not going to be poel afterwards. So that's when there was a change from dinei goy to dinei yehudi. There we say kakot nishanaylat. There what happened when he was a guy isn't poel afterwards. But if the dinim applied when he was a guy, and what he did when he was a guy is poel afterwards, even when he's a Jew. So that's stage two of our journey, but we still have not concluded. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we will conclude this Mahalik B'li Neder, in the coming shir, and we will see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we saw Yisod Gadol in this shir, and we will B'li Neder continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.